Stacy, who asked that her last name not be used for this story, is scrolling through her contacts, hoping to find someone who can front the money for another 3 days in a hotel. Her husband, John, gets paid on Tuesday, she explains. A friend has already given the hotel a credit card for incidentals. The setbacks that lead to Stacy's situation began months ago when she got sick. Stacy, who has lupus, missed work regularly. They tried to forestall financial disaster by borrowing money and using credit, but the fees began adding up. The last straw came a few months ago. I had an embolism. I spent almost a month in the hospital. I'd already taken off so much time that my job let me go, Stacy said. We had no way to escape eviction. We have stayed with friends and family before, but, this time, there was no one left to help us. All those people who say, I'll be there for you, no matter what, are gone. The eviction was yet another stain on the couple's credit, making it nearly impossible for them to find a rental. For the 44 million households who rent in the U.S., inflation continues to push costs higher and higher. A July 2023 survey of Colorado renters showed that nearly half of tenants were experiencing anxiety about losing their housing because of increasing rent. A poll conducted by the Colorado Health Foundation revealed that despite low unemployment rates, the cost of living and rent inflation are of serious concern throughout the state. For thousands of low-income Americans who fall behind on rent and face eviction, hotels and extended-stay motels have become the last housing option. Nationally, rents are 20% higher than in early 2020. Pandemic legislation helped by increasing assistance, placing a moratorium on evictions and imposing rent caps in some areas. This year, a lot of those pandemic policies were rolled back, said Boulder County communication specialist, Jim Williams. We saw a spike in calls for housing assistance at the start of the year, and the trend has really just continued. Evictions in Boulder County doubled between 2021 and 2022, and 2023 is outpacing the previous year. Longmont has the highest number of residents facing eviction in the county, according to Boulder County. While 2023 has the most evictions ever filed in the city of Longmont, totaling 169, calls to the Boulder County Eviction Prevention and Rental Assistance Program have been rising to 103 callers in August. Most of the callers seek help to stay in their homes. More than 40% of those seeking help live in Longmont, according to the Boulder County Eviction Prevention and Rental Assistance Program dashboard. That data doesn't surprise Colorado Housing Connects, a Denver-based nonprofit organization which serves as Colorado's only statewide housing helpline. In August, the nonprofit reported that 8,073 inquiries were submitted by individuals seeking housing assistance. It is the highest number of calls in a single month received by the organization in its 17-year history. Eviction prevention was the dominant need. It's tempting to think that the upheaval of the pandemic is receding. The spike in calls for help we're receiving says otherwise, said Colorado Housing Connects program director Patrick Noonan. It's more desperate than ever before for a lot of families we hear from. The threat of homelessness and displacement looms large for far too many people. Noonan is quick to observe that statewide, rental assistance programs have been stretched as demand for funds has increased. The Colorado Emergency Rental Assistance Program saw a 33% jump in applications after the pandemic moratorium on evictions was lifted. Boulder County has seen a 50% increase in calls for emergency funds. Our team works incredibly hard to respond with compassion and insight. It will only get more difficult for those struggling to make ends meet as student loan payments resume, Noonan said. Stacy tries to stay positive despite the anxiety of her situation. This isn't where we want to be, but I hope we can find a way to stay. I do want to have my own little apartment or house again, but right now, I am grateful to have a roof over our heads, she said.